the right way to motivate. Good managers inspire trust by showing that they understand. Leaders often take the wrong steps in highly uncertain times and end up demotivating the team. What doesn't work is optimism, great arguments, or big picture vision. There's a time for those approaches, but leaning on them at the wrong time makes the leader seem out of touch. Imagine a house sitting on a fault line. Then comes an earthquake. After the shaking stops, the house is still standing, but the foundation has visible cracks, and the ground beneath has clearly shifted. Would you trust someone who charged in optimistically and with a cheery tone told you the house will be just fine and to head back in? Or would you trust someone who acknowledges that there could be aftershocks and who agrees that it makes sense to test the structure of the house before going back? Most people would trust the second person more. They've acknowledged your reality. They stand a chance of finding out if the house is safe, and if not, what steps are needed to make it so. In highly uncertain times at work, there are psychological earthquakes and aftershocks coming regularly. Each time, no matter how much trust you had built up in the past, because reality has shifted, you need to show you understand the new reality to gain trust again. Meet people where they are. I've seen leaders get people to perform in tough times. They start by meeting the people on the team where they are mentally and emotionally before trying to coach them. They'll acknowledge that it's stressful and perhaps even heartbreaking to give so much to your work and then learn it could end up in the trash. It's distracting to believe that your job, or at least your current project or function, might become obsolete. It's natural to wonder whether you'll still be valued in the same way. Those leaders ask questions to ensure that they really hear the concerns, perspectives, beliefs, and feelings of people on the team.